Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Me, My Wife, and Sports. I'm your host, Fitz, with my lovely co-host, Darcy.
Hello.
All right. NBA playoffs are in full swing. Been some great games. I don't know if there's been any surprises, but Milwaukee is in trouble. That's all I got to say.
How do you figure Milwaukee's in trouble?
Because they're two down. Or you think they're not? No, you're right. They're 1-1.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was thinking of the Knicks in Philadelphia, which I'm totally shocked. Oh. The Knicks are 2 up on Philly.
Clean-up woman.
Oh, and of course, my beloved Lakers, not looking good.
They're in trouble.
Yeah, they're not looking good. Denver has a series 2-0 on them, but the Lakers were a 7 seed, so they have their work cut out for them. Now, the first game wasn't too... Well, the first game was bad, 114 to 103. Second game wasn't too bad, 101 to 99. But they play Thursday, and hopefully... And they're playing at Los Angeles, so hopefully the Lakers can pull this one out.
Are you going to watch it?
Of course.
Okay.
In between watching...
Anything else?
Well, you know, NFL draft.
Oh yeah, the draft Thursday
as well.
Okay,
The NFL draft should be way along by the time the Lakers play. I think at 10 p.m. Eastern time. So what were your thoughts on the Oklahoma City and New Orleans Pelicans game? I think a couple of days ago when they beat the Pelicans 94-92.
I think that was what was expected. I mean, they've been talking about SGA.
Yes, who I think is going to get the MVP.
Exactly. But
that was a close game for an 8 seed, which is New Orleans, against a number 1 seed.
They played the Pelicans.
Correct. Because you would expect a number 1 seed to
And the Pelicans are New Orleans, right?
How
did New Orleans get to be the Pelicans?
They used to be named something else.
Weren't they the Jazz? And the Jazz went to Utah. Does Utah still have
Utah is the Jazz.
Yeah, okay.
But the Pelicans used to have another name. That was a long time ago, though.
Okay.
They changed that.
The Pelicans, that totally confused me with what city is the Pelicans? But anyway, OKC is the Thunder, right? That makes sense. They're in Tornado Alley.
Oklahoma City.
Yeah. They said the Pelicans are the best road team in the league.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
So, we'll just see. I mean, but
well, my money,
I think they played as expected against in that particular game.
Yeah, my money's still on Boston to take the whole thing, but we'll see.
I don't know. We got to get Giannis back healthy and get him back in the game.
He's been out, two games, three games?
Two games so far, the first two games.
Right.
I don't know, when he's projected to come back, but...
Well, hopefully... Depending on this next game, that he will be back sooner than later. Now, I tell you, which is a surprise for me, is the Cleveland Cavaliers. Even though they're the 4th seed, they're playing against Orlando Magic. And Orlando Magic is the 5th seed. To me, with the 4th and 5th, it can go either way. But they're leading the series 2-0.
Yeah. I tell you what was interesting to me in that one of those moments that made me go,
What was that?
Was in game one, Jason Tatum and Caleb Martin had a little incident in the last seconds of the game going up for the ball. And they felt like Caleb gave Tatum a really hard hit that looked kind of flagrant.
Where was that? Was that in the bathroom?
Getting popcorn? I don't know where you were at because,
did you see something I didn't see?
You ain't normally watching NBA games anyway, right. But everybody else that saw the game know exactly what I'm talking about. So Tatum hits the floor, and he hits the floor hard. Like, he hits the floor hard. His head, when you watch the replay, his head bounces. He slams his head back just like whiplash. You know,
did
like
he get up?
He jumped up.
So he jumped up too hard.
He went to his teammates and, come on, we're not going to do this. We got the game wrapped up. Kind of rallied everybody back around. And
now, was this the last game? The first?
Which this was is the first game. Game. This yeah. is the first. This is the very first game right. against the Celtics and the Heat.
Right.
And so,
because they play game two tonight,
there were one of the Celtics players, Jaylen Brown, took offense, and then he jumps in because he saw it. So then he got mad that, you know, Caleb gave Tatum this hard hit, and they had some words. And so it resulted in double technicals.
I remember seeing that. Didn't the refs get them together, the two players together?
I don't know if it was that game because or not. But this is my concern.
It had to be.
I don't know if it was that game or not. But this is my concern. If you watch the replay and you see the way Tatum's head hit bounces and hits the floor.
Right.
Why doesn't the NBA have some kind of concussion protocol?
I'm sure they do.
Where?
What do you mean,
like,
where?
Like, in a football game, well, if that happens, like, yeah. You know, they go into the tent instantly.
Well, yeah, if they get up and stumbling or look like they don't know where they're at. But you just said Jason got straight up.
No, even today,
as long as you got your faculties, it's no reason to pull you out.
We're going to have to respectfully disagree on that one, because even today, if a player gets hit in the NFL, whether they want to go or not, no matter how much they're saying, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, they're taking them in, they're running those tests, and then they're going to let them, they're taking them out for a play, and then they're going to let them come back out.
I'm sure they'll do the same if they're stumbling or something, but look at all the football games when they take somebody out, that the player is either slow getting up or he's staggering or he just looks dazed.
Well, they should have something.
Because you know how often these basketball players fall awkwardly, hit the out of bounds portion. Oh, hell.
But not where you see their head hit the floor and bounce up and then go back down again. Like, you can literally, if they run that.
Well, you were watching in slow motion.
In slow motion. If they ran it, it wasn't in slow motion. It was at regular speed during the replay.
Okay.
And you can see it. You can see his head. It's like whiplash.
Okay.
There should be something that, some kind of protocol health check that they do for them, because maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow.
Maybe they're doing it and we just don't know. Maybe they look at them after the games.
Well, I'm going to need somebody from the NBA to let me know what kind of protocol check they ran on.
Please send her an email.
Jason Tatum.
My wife in sports at yahoo.com.
So that I know okay.
Now you just alienated everybody. You're the commissioner for football. You slammed.
No, I still got my end. That's okay.
All right.
But this is real. Like, this is information that everybody should be concerned about, because maybe Tatum's not your player, but it could be your player tomorrow. And ultimately, the difference between, we talked about a fan and a spectator. As a fan, you're concerned about all of those things. You know, we want these guys healthy to play. It's
right.
Just like we were just talking about with Giannis. It's like, okay, yeah, we want him to heal and get better, but we also want to see him play.
Well, I'm looking at a quote right here from that game. From Jason. He says, it's playoff basketball and it's a physical game against a physical team. S happens. And he also added that he wanted to get up quickly from the fall to show that he wasn't hurt. And he said, it's probably not the last time I'm going to get hit like that in this series. So you heard it straight from the horse's mouth.
All right. But maybe it looked worse than what it was.
Right, right.
Still, they need to put it out there so everybody knows. Or he should have gave us the thumbs up like they do in football as they being, well, when they being carted off and going to the locker room. They give you the thumbs up.
Well, the sports writers for ESPN stated that Tatum appeared to go down on his hip and nearly slamming his head on the hardwood.
Yeah, well, they can't be trusted as sports writers. Who are they?
So they like to keep it drama.
So I thought that was interesting. Right. That's what it made me think about, the comparison to the two different games.
Right. Well, you don't hear too much about concussion protocol in the NBA.
No, you don't.
But it's funny, though, you hear a little bit about it in soccer.
And you hear about it in baseball, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Which I find kind of interesting along the soccer lines. I haven't felt an official soccer ball. I've felt regular soccer balls. I don't know if they use the same kind. And I'm sure at the speed those balls are going and guys bumping the ball with their head consistently and sometimes missing the ball, hitting other people's heads and so forth. So I can imagine.
Yeah.
So who's your team to take the whole thing?
The Bucks. Milwaukee. Bucks.
Oh, my. Why are you on a sinking ship?
Well, who's your team?
Boston. I'm not a Boston fan. I'm a Laker fan, diehard Laker fan, but I'm a realist too. And to me, Boston looks like they have the momentum.
I like the Milwaukee story.
See, you like the story.
I really don't, if I was going to have a team, it should really be Washington, but they're not in it this year.
In the playoffs.
Exactly.
You got to at least have a team in the playoffs.
So if they're not in it, then I get to pick whoever I want then. So I'm picking the Bucks.
All right, just give me a reason.
Because I like Giannis' story. I like his story. And after watching him go down in the first game, mm-hmm. and then I can't say his last name. It's got too many L's in it. But
Lillard.
Yeah.
Yes.
After watching him come in and step in, he came right in, stepped up.
He did.
And he's making it happen. And the team is stepping up to make it happen. So, yeah, why not them?
And also Dames, who played for the Bucks, he has scored 35 points in the first half. So he's stepping his game up. See, and that's the thing, though. These guys need to keep that momentum and stepping their game up when Giannis is out there.
Exactly.
I'm wondering if they depend on look to him more so than taking things in their own hands.
Yeah.
And at least in my eyes, there's a lot of 1-on-1s in the NBA. And it makes you wonder
if 1-on-1s meaning?
Where they just, I'm coming down with the ball. I'm going to do it all myself.
Oh, yeah.
And not involve the rest of my teammates.
Yeah.
And I just saw a lot of that while watching the playoffs. And it's just so frustrating to me because it's just like it's a free fall. And I don't know.
As opposed to what?
Running some plays, because it's like everybody's standing around and everybody. And again, I know this is the three century. Now the 3-point century. So everybody wants to shoot threes, which is fine. But everybody's just standing around. Nobody's running, setting picks or doing anything of that nature. Not all the teams, but most of the mm-hmm. teams. And it's just like watching street ball almost. Mm-hmm. Hell, even in street ball, I think they play a little bit more organized. That's just my thoughts and my opinion. Others might disagree, so I'm not even going to.
I was watching someone the other day and they had a real good team play happening, but I can't remember which team it was.
Hmm. Also in the news, which it's like every article that you see, whether you're reading it on the internet or watching Sports Center or something, the Raptors, Jonte Porter.
Oh.
What was this kid thinking? And I call him a kid because he made a stupid kid.
So move. What's the story?
Basically, he was gambling, like our previous episode, sports betting.
Right.
And all that. He's making $2 million playing for the Raptors.
Mm-hmm.
And he's placing bets and winning maybe $20,000 at most. And it's terrible.
So was he betting on his team?
He was betting on his team. There's even articles stating that he was playing in a game and all of a sudden wasn't feeling up to finishing the game. And he was taken out of the game. Either he said he was hurt or he just, something was wrong. And the fact that he was taken out of the game kept his point level down. And
so he was fixing games
for himself. And I don't know if he was betting that he wouldn't cover the spread or as
but far. But that's hearsay.
No, they pretty much confirm
it's hearsay.
They're pretty much confirming he's
who's confirming it?
The NBA, and he's banned for life. Yes. And
how old is he?
I think he's 22.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. He might be 24.
No charges were pressed against
him. Well, yeah. I think the federal government is looking at him.
Wow.
Yeah, because now you're messing with the sports betting, which is across state lines.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a penalty to pay, price to pay. He just blew his career because he was in the G League, and then he got his chance to move up, and this is how he repays himself and the team.
Mm.
So, like we mentioned before, sports betting is an addiction for some.
Yeah, because yeah, that you can't make sense of that
at all. Now, you know, the team that surprised me, and I clowned them for the longest, the New York Knicks, because they haven't been a good team since Patrick Ewing.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, we're going way back.
Yeah.
But the Knicks are actually doing pretty good. They're 2-0 in the series against the 76ers. And the first game was an impressive win, 111-104. The second game was a little bit closer, 104-101. But I'm just surprised. And I'll be honest with you, I can't even tell you one player on the Knicks team. And I know the 76ers have that one, I think, French guy, Embiid.
Yeah.
And he keeps saying that the Sixers is going to win despite the 2-0 deficit. So
he's a big guy, too.
All NBA big these days. I don't know what they're feeding all these young men. Because I think back growing up, you might see 6'10", 6'11 guy here or there. Even in college, it wasn't like it was a whole bunch of them. But now, I mean, even the smaller schools have a 7-footer. You just see them everywhere.
I was trying to figure out why do the playoffs go to June, NBA playoffs.
That's the way it is.
The finals. You know why?
Why?
Because money? There are no more sweeps.
Oh, your theory again. All right.
Folks, it's not a theory.
This is
it's
her
not
theory.
A theory. It is not a theory. People pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. There are no more sweeps. Every game will go 7 games. You heard it first here at Me, My Wife, and Sports.
Are you willing to place a bet on that?
After we just talked about sports betting.
Yeah, it's a friendly wager between husband and wife.
No, because you never pay your bets. No more sweeps.
What?
And so that's why.
Maybe
because it's April.
Maybe they're already are better.
They're already playing.
Well, still, the championship would be in June regardless anyway.
So April, May, June, 3 months?
Yeah.
That come on.
Well, they're not playing every night.
Almost.
And you got a lot of teams that are playing.
It's fixed.
Who?
When's the last time we had anybody get swept?
You know what? I don't know, but I'm going to look it up. And
probably when Magic Johnson was playing. And Magic can't remember. Magic has forgotten the last time he played, probably. It's been that long.
Couldn't have been that long. Cause
it's been that long. Magic Johnson, Kareem, back in those days. Let's see. I was in Germany in the 80s. So, yeah, it was in the 80s.
2018.
No.
Yes.
Who was it? That won a series in 4 games?
I think it was the Cavaliers. The Warriors in the series having home court advantage with a regular season record of 58-24 compared to the Cavaliers' regular season record of 50-32. The 2018 finals began May 31st and ended on June 8th.
That don't answer the question.
I have to keep looking, but I think it was Cleveland.
It's been
2018.
No, I don't think it was 2018. Y'all check it out. Let us know. Me, My Wife, and Sports at yahoo.com. Let's get some dialogue going. Send us an email. Message us, DM us on our Facebook page.
Yes, it was the Cavaliers when LeBron was playing for them.
Four games?
They got swept.
They got swept?
Yep.
By who?
By the Warriors. And before that, the last time a team was swept was 2007.
Man, it seems like it's been much longer than that. And they probably got in trouble for doing it because it was supposed to go seven games.
So they all were penalized.
Yeah, so that the owners and the stadium and everybody else could make all their money.
Well, you're right. It is about making money. So, but it's a business. It's a business. So, which are you going to watch the games tonight?
Who's playing?
You don't know? You the one said I don't pay attention. Boston and Miami, because I want to see that game. And we'll see if your boy Tatum is on concussion protocol. They play tonight at 7.
Yeah, and then the Pelicans and the Thunders play at 9:30.
And I don't know if I want to see that one. But we'll
see. The first game should be a good game.
And it should. And we'll see. I just want to know who's going to be the MVP of the league. And even though everybody's saying SAG.
SGA.
SGA. Okay. SGA. It has the nod for it. You just never know.
Yeah. Somebody come out and do something spectacular.
Maybe a boy from, didn't you say that, maybe you didn't, but I would think when the Boston Celtics win the whole thing, that someone from their team, like Tatum, would get the MVP nod. Because he's been having a great series, like that game that they won. He had 23 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. That's not bad, not shabby at all. And I don't know SAG or SGA. I don't know why I keep calling it SAG, but SGA. I don't know what his stats looked like that last game.
Oh, his last game. I don't know about his last game.
Well, that was the first game they played. They only played the one. And they played, of course, tonight. And they're talking about Zion.
Oh, yeah.
That he might come back before the playoff.
Now, who is he with?
The Pelicans.
The Pelicans, yeah. Okay.
You know, that kid stays hurt.
He stayed hurt. He's been hurt, it seemed like, ever since he got in the league.
I know. And I had so much high hopes for him.
Everybody wanted to see him play, and it's like,
because he was awesome in college.
Still in the league.
He was. You're right. I didn't even.
It's like
he was awesome in college. I mean, the guy was just strong, had leaps, and I always remember that one game where he ripped his shoe.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
So we'll see, but it is what it is. And it was funny because watching the games, seeing some of the coaches, I knew and watched them play during their heydays, like Jason Kidd, Doc Rivers, of course, back in the day, which I remember playing against him in college when he was playing for Marquette.
So. Who's that kid?
No, Doc Rivers.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's just a changing of the guards now, seeing these guys as coaches and the other guys as players. All right. Well, as we wind down, all I have to say is watch the games tonight. And we'll see how things turn.
Watch the NBA, the NFL draft.
And when is that?
Tomorrow, April 25th.
At what time?
I'm thinking 7, but I'm not sure. Check your local listings.
Who has the first pick?
Chicago.
And who do you think they're going to pick?
They need a quarterback. Who will that quarterback be is the question.
Few of the teams need a quarterback. And I think, doesn't Washington have like the third pick or something like that?
I don't know about the Commanders. I said it right that time.
Yes, you did.
I don't know about them.
Hopefully they will.
It's going to be interesting. We'll see.
Yeah.
At least the first round. I stay tuned for the first round.
Right. Well, I'm excited to see a lot of these players who fathers played in the league, the Rice, the Harrison, and who was the other one? It was a couple more, but I'm just excited to see those guys get a chance and see what they can do. Mm-hmm. Now, as you know, I'm a big Michigan fan, college, and the quarterback for Michigan,
J.J. McCarthy.
Yes. They project him to be one of the top five to go. I'm not sold on him just yet. And I guess, too, it depends on the team, but I'm not sold that he's pro material. So that's just me. But then again, sometimes the college players who are playing where you think they're going to be this great pro player turn out to be a bust. So just never know how it's going to turn out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in. And Darcy, do you have any final thoughts?
No. Did you know that Giannis was the first foreign-born player to get a deal with Nike?
I did not. I know that he turned down a deal with Adidas because they wouldn't give his brother a deal. So,
yeah.
Shame on them.
To the Bucks fans out there, tune into the Giannis story on Prime Video. It's really good.
All right.
And remember, your mate is a reflection of you. We'll be right back.